Praise be Jesus and Mary. We've seen the first reading, first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. He says that the Lord will come like a thief in the night when people are saying peace and security. In our own times, people are not saying peace and security, but they're saying war and insecurity. And so for this reason, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, Vicar of Christ on earth, has called the entire church to a day of prayer and fasting to obtain peace, particularly in Syria, but he mentioned throughout the whole world as well. And so our Holy Father, who has consecrated his papacy to Our Lady of Fatima, asks us on the first Saturday in September to do a day of prayer and fasting. This is a good opportunity for those who have not done the five first Saturdays to do so, as Our Lady has asked at Fatima. And Our Lady came to Fatima precisely to give us a peace plan from heaven, okay, to obtain peace, one of the promises that she made to the children if her requests were heeded, that there would be peace, an end to the war, and there would be peace. But if not, a greater war would break out. She was talking about World War II. And so we need to heed Our Lady's words, practice the five first Saturdays, and we also need to heed the words of the Vicar of Christ to pray and to fast this first Saturday of September, which also happens to be the vigil of a Marian feast of Our Lady's birth. Now, our Lord in the Gospel is driving out demons. With the power of his word, he commands unclean spirits, and they come out. Now, our Lord also says in the Gospel that some demons can only come out by prayer and by fasting. Father John Harden, servant of God, Father John Harden, says that in our own day and age, there are entire nations that are possessed by evil spirits. And so we can consider that as well when we do our prayer and fasting this Saturday. Okay, asking Almighty God by the power of his word to drive out the demons, especially in Syria, and to bring peace to that country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.